classes will end at UW-Milwaukee in Washington County and UW-Oshkosh Fond du Lac. And another two-year UW System campus, UW-Platteville at Richland, is officially closing after not having any students since May. UW System's two-year campuses aren't the only ones experiencing problems. 10 out of the system's 13 colleges have projected a budget shortfall in the coming year. UW-Oshkosh is reducing staff with buyouts and layoffs, and Republican lawmakers have blocked a pay raise for over 30,000 UW System employees. Our next guest has been following the news from across Wisconsin's public university system, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a student at or do you work at one of UW System's two-year colleges? Have you noticed declining enrollment or other problems in recent years? Are you involved in one of the campuses that's flat out closing? What is your reaction to that? If you're at UW-Oshkosh, seeing these big cuts there, love to hear from you as well. Join in with your thoughts on the future of public universities in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Rich Kramer is a reporter at WPR who covers higher education. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, good to be back.
A lot going on in your higher education beat right now, Rich. Let's start with the two-year schools. One we kind of already knew, I think, was on the way out. Now two more. Can you tell us a little bit about the latest announcement?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise this week, although a lot of people in the counties with these two-year campuses have kind of been expecting similar actions from the UW system, comparable to what happened in UW-Richland late last year. So yeah, as you mentioned during the lead-in here, UW-Milwaukee's Washington County campus, last fall it had 332 students. I mean, that's down 67% from 2012. And UW-Oshkosh had 258 students last fall, and that's down about 63% from 2012. And that's really the same story for most, almost all of the two-year, what are now called the branch campuses. There are 13 of them, or there were 13 of them, and then there's 13 universities. And the branch campuses used to be known as the University of Wisconsin colleges, and they were meant as a stepping stone for students who might not be able to get into a four-year university, you know, study closer to home, et cetera, and then be able to make that leap.
What does this mean, or do we know what this means for someone who's currently enrolled at one of these two-year satellite campuses?
So the impacted campuses, the message from the University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman is that they'll be offered enrollment at other campuses. Essentially, generally, I think, like when it happened at UW-Richland or UW-Platteville at Richland, students were offered the option of enrolling at UW-Platteville's other branch campus, which is nearby, about an hour away, or they could enroll at the Platteville main campus, or really enroll wherever they like within. They're going to finish out this semester at Washington County and Fond du Lac. So that means at the end of May, essentially, they'll have to make a decision of where they're going to go.
Now, there's some practical outcomes that you've written about, Rich, with that UW-Platteville at Richland campus, for example. Now, we know they didn't have students. There was some talk of online. Now it's officially closing. There's buildings. There's infrastructure there. And there is an arrangement between the UW system and Richland County that, there's some question marks now about what happens next. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes for every single one of these branch campuses. They represent a really unique relationship between state government and local government. So the buildings and the property at UW-Richland, Washington County, Fond du Lac, and, you know, the 11 others around the state, they're owned by the county. The county pays for maintenance, and you know, construction, major in construction. So the counties have put a lot of money into those facilities. And then in turn, you know, they've got these 75-year lease agreements, for lack of a better term, with the UW system. The UW system offers, you know, their end of the deal is we're going to provide the instruction, the students. We're going to put the human part in there. So it gets into a bit of a game of language. With regard to Richland, it's a prime example because President Rothman announced in right before Thanksgiving of last year that they're going to end in-person degree-bearing classes. What that meant was that this May, at the end of this semester, the spring semester, it was it. I mean, there was not really anyone on campus, but the UW system was saying, well, we're maintaining a presence. What that does is it holds up their end of the deal as negotiations continue between the UW system and the county. Some of the county board members in Richland County want money. They say that they put a lot of money into these campuses. They say that, you know, now they're left with lost economic opportunity because those students, the few that they had, used to bring in, you know, money. They used to spend money there and they had to live nearby and et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, some county board members have put a price tag of up to 50 some million dollars, which might not be the end number. Others have said lower numbers, like, you know, $1.5 million. But either way, this is a situation that's going to have to be dealt with somehow, because if we go way back to like the 1990s, there was a UW campus in Medford, and that was the first one of these two-year colleges to close. And there was a deal where the legislature had to agree to reimburse the county. I forget the details, but that's where the sticking point is now. As we, you know, the terminology from ending in-person classes to closing. So I'm not sure what it means, but it took the people in Richland County by surprise that the campus is officially closing. Some people were trying to keep it for higher education or some sort of educational purpose, but now it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Talking to Rich Kramer, reporter for WPR, who covers higher education, looking at a lot of news from across the UW system, the universities of Wisconsin, two-year campuses, a couple of them closing, big cuts at UW Oshkosh. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you've been personally affected by these changes. Are there changes you'd like to see come to the UW system one way or another? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This, of course, all has an impact on the people who work at these campuses. Rich, here's a listen to UW system president Jay Rothman talking about that.
Whether it's layoffs and furloughs, changes at our branch campuses, or uncertainty over their wages, I recognize that it is an extraordinarily difficult time for our employees.
Can you talk, Rich, about the impact on, we'll get to UW Oshkosh in a moment, but for these two-year campuses, what do we know what all these changes mean for the people who have worked there?
Not much. I keep going back to Richland, but in that situation, there were offers, at least a discussion of offers, to have some of those staff members go to another branch campus or go to the main campus in Platteville. I'm not sure. I think I know that one woman that was an instructor at the Richland campus just opted for retirement. But they're going to have to make decisions as well. I mean, the universities, I really don't know. They're not in a position to be hiring a bunch of people right now. Most of them have these budget deficits that we've talked about a little bit. So it's unclear. I mean, they might just end up having to look for other careers.
Let's go to our callers now. Chris is with us in Appleton. Chris, hi.
Hi, thank you. As the technical colleges in Wisconsin have been offering associate's degrees that allow students to go to the four-year college afterward for the past decade or so, have their enrollments increased during that time?
Chris, thanks for the call. I'm looking at numbers from 2021 to 22 that saw an increase in that time span, Rich, for the overall technical college system. What do we know about trends in technical colleges? Is there a thought, or is anybody expressing the idea that, hey, maybe people are going there instead of these two-year campuses?
Well, that's a great question. The enrollment has been declining at the two-year technical colleges, or I should say the technical colleges. They offer a wide variety of things, mm-hmm. Including associate's degrees. There was a big expansion of that just last year, I want to say, which was seen by some in the UW as a real threat to these UW colleges. But their enrollment has also been kind of declining over the years, and COVID hit them very hard. Very hard. I mean, nationwide, we saw people that were going to these community colleges and technical colleges, these two-year programs. Generally, you see people lower income, you know, working adults, parents, working parents. They just didn't have the capacity to go to college when all the stuff hit the fan because of the COVID pandemic. So, but they, like you mentioned, Rob, they are bouncing back a little bit. And the technical colleges also do a great job of offering high school students enrollment. So high school students can get their degrees before they're even out of college. UW is doing some of that, but the tech colleges are way ahead. And also what the tech colleges are looking at is they're trying to find new ways of upskilling people. So one thing that some of these operations do is they'll go to an employer and they'll offer classes for employees while they're at work to work towards certification so they can kind of level up in their jobs. So the tech colleges are really nimble at finding different ways to get people education and therefore get some income. But, you know, it's not easy for them either. I mean, generally speaking, high school graduates in Wisconsin are just choosing not to go to college because we've got a lot of employers that are paying big bucks right now or great starting wages. And you've also got some of these employers that offer, you know, tuition. If you want to go to a tech college and level up and get that certification or degree or whatever. So the face of higher education is just changing so quickly. And the pandemic just put the foot on the gas.
We're talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter who covers higher education, looking at the closure of three UW system two-year campuses, other financial issues and challenges with the state university system. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, maybe your experiences, especially if you're personally affected by some of these changes. 800-642-1234 is the number. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with WPR higher education reporter Rich Kramer about the closure of three UW system two-year campuses, other financial issues facing the University of Wisconsin system. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Rick is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Rick, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
We need to really discuss this. I was a former athletic director and assistant professor at UW Baraboo. Our UW colleges, the two-year campuses, are absolutely amazing. The work that's done there, the academic rigor. I've worked in a private four-year college, and it didn't even compare what juniors and seniors were doing compared to what we had our freshmen and sophomores doing at UW Baraboo. And the reality is this all started back with Act 10 and Scott Walker. And the basics were, you know, that what happened was the campuses were basically shut down on some of their money and funding. They were told that we're not going to have a dean at each of the 13 UW colleges anymore. So you didn't have a name, a face, a leader of each campus. They got rid of some of the associate deans that were in charge of recruiting, going out to all of our local high schools and letting them know that, hey, you can come to our campus and get the same education at a local price. And that's the reality of it. The other part of it related to what was talked about with the two-year campuses, technical colleges, is most people don't realize the funding is completely different in that the technical colleges are in on our property taxes. Every property in every county that has a satellite or a core technical campus, you are paying property taxes for that. You are not for the UW colleges.
Rick, thanks a lot for the call. Rick pointing toward, he says, disinvestment in effect.
Two fantastic points. Yeah. So, I mean, aside from the UW system, like this goes back, Act 10 also in 2013, there was a tuition freeze for residential students. That was a big blow for income with regard to the UW, all UW schools. Then there was regionalization of the which Rick was talking about with regard to the two-year campuses. So a lot of proponents of the two-year campuses said they lost their local identity, and they were kind of an afterthought. And because of that, it just, you know, it started going downhill. And then in 2017, 2018, there was restructuring of the UW system. And that was meant to, you know, these two-year campuses were merged officially with four-year universities. But if you look at the enrollment declines, which were happening anyway, across the board for higher education, because, you know, after the Great Recession, a lot of people went to, you know, during the Great Recession, a lot of people went back to college. Well, it started declining because we had peaks of enrollment. Then after the restructuring in 2018, that enrollment, especially at the branch campuses, really fell at a faster rate. You know, I don't know exactly why that happened, but some have said, well, it's obvious because of the gutting of the two-year campuses. But then I forget the other point that he made. Oh, the property taxes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The tech colleges do have a really big advantage, and they've got sustainable funding through the property taxes. But just this legislative session this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss introduced a bill that was changed, and the amendment would have basically said that tech colleges can no longer use property taxes to fund general operations. That bill was withdrawn. It wasn't acted on, but I've been told by various people that was essentially a warning, because there's some lawmakers that are upset with the property taxes going up consistently at places like the tech colleges in Milwaukee and Madison. So essentially, lawmakers sent a message that you better knock it off with these increases. So we could see that change as well in the future. It all depends. There's a lot going on.
Rick, thanks for that call. Talking to Rich Kramer, who covers, among other things, higher education here at WPR, looking at some big news in the UW system. Rich, before we run out of time, I want to look at a couple of the other pieces of news going on out there. UW Oshkosh, one of the four-year campuses, substantial staffing cuts, layoffs, part of it, buyouts, and the other. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's because of an $18 million deficit that goes back to the tuition freeze. It goes back to the funding cuts. And then also this year, there was a $32 million cut, essentially a cut to the UW system budget requested, or basically called for by Voss and successfully included in the state budget. So that all kind of adds up, but also enrollment is declining at the same time. At UW Oshkosh, what happened is they had a structural deficit, just like 10 of the other 13 four-year universities. But the tuition reserves, which is like the biggest cushion, that the pot of money that they can kind of freely use to move around however they need to, they were set to run out of that. So they the chancellor said, we don't have any choice. We have to cut. Those, like you mentioned, it was about 216 staff positions. No faculty members were cut, but that included 12 administrators. That's getting them some savings, but we're likely to see similar situations. We've already seen furlough announcements at other schools like Platteville, and I forget, maybe Parkside as well. But it's all because the deficits are growing or staying the same. State support isn't increasing, and the cushion, the reserves that they have had, which is a whole other story, are just shrinking. And without reserves, these campuses don't have any other choice.
And that reserve, whole other story. It wasn't that long ago that campuses were criticized for having reserves that were too big, yeah, at least according to some leading Republican lawmakers.
Yeah, that happened in 2013. There was a fiscal bureau, legislative fiscal bureau note that mentioned $1 billion. Well, 414, something like that, million dollars in tuition reserves. And lawmakers were outraged by that. That's why we got the tuition freeze. The lawmakers essentially said you have to spend down your reserves in order to keep your books balanced. And the reserves went down, and they're still in that situation right now.
And then finally, Assembly Republicans earlier this week blocked scheduled pay raises for UW system employees, 34,000 people. Disclaimer, WPR is via UW-Madison. We are part of that story. What is going on there, Rich?
Well, the latest on that is the Joint Committee on Employee Relations. The raises were approved, 4% this year, 2% next year. They were approved by state lawmakers in the budget. But there's this committee that is co-chaired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that has to give final approval before they can go into effect. And he said he was going to withhold that as part of his pressure campaign against the UW system to try to get them to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at all the campuses. He originally wanted to cut almost, I forget what it was, like over 100 positions. And that's what the $32 million cut was about too. Voss says that DEI is indoctrination. He's called it the new woke religion of the left. So Voss has made an offer to the UW saying, we'll let these raises go through, but you have to give the legislature final say over any new positions you want to create. And the UW, I guess, did not want to do that. Voss says that just shows that they would rather not, you know, they'd rather not see employees get raises than give legislature control. So it's politics. It's a big political situation and a lot of people impacted.
And Rich, briefly, that's a lot we've talked about already. What are you watching for next in higher education stories?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a great question, Rob. Honestly, I think me and a lot of other people are wondering whether other two-year campuses will kind of suffer the same fate. I'm really watching to see what happens with this this lease between the UW system and Richland County, which I think there's 15 years left on it. So if the UW system is saying we're closing the campus, it kind of feels like that means that they're stepping away from the lease. But I have no idea what happens with regard to that. Now I'll be trying to find that out.
Rich, thanks a lot for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
That's Rich Kramer, reporter at WPR who covers higher education. He talked to us about financial issues facing the UW system and the politics behind some of those issues.